Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 20, examining the life of David. And in the previous episodes, we saw what was going on. Saul wanted David dead. And now he's just confronted Jonathan about it and told him, said, hey, you need to go and you need to kill him. You need to bring him in here. I'll kill him. You need to get rid of him. Otherwise, you're not going to have the throne. Jonathan asked a very simple question, 32nd verse. He says, why should he be put to death? What has he done? Saul was furious. He winds up hurling the spear at Jonathan to try to kill him. And at the end of that 33rd verse, highly understated verse. So Jonathan knew that his father had decided to put David to death. So there was no more doubt in Jonathan's mind that even though there had been up and downs and Jonathan had reconciled him, he had mediated. He was trying to give his father the benefit of the doubt, shall we say. He now knew beyond any doubt that this is what his father wanted. And then verse 34, then Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and did not eat food on the second day of the new moon. For he was grieved over David because his father had dishonored him. He dishonored him. Let's try to kill him. And it really affected Jonathan. He refused to eat. He wasn't hungry on what apparently is quite a feast day. Now, verse 35. Now, it came about in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field for the appointment with David, and a little lad was with him. So you remember what they had prearranged as to how they were going to handle this, to find out what Jonathan had learned. Well, now he's expediting this. Jonathan said to his lad, run out now, find the arrows which I'm about to shoot. As the lad was running, he shot an arrow past him. So the little boy is running, and Jonathan's saying, hey, go fetch these arrows. And then he shoots one way over his head. So when the lad reached the place of the arrow which Jonathan has shot, Jonathan called after the lad and said, is not the arrow beyond you? So remember what they had agreed upon? Yeah, this was code that's being spoken here. And so Jonathan had shot this arrow. The kid's out there. Apparently, he said he reached the place of the arrow. He found the arrow. But Jonathan is yelling out, hey, isn't the arrow beyond you? And then Jonathan, verse 38, called after the lad, hurry, be quick, do not stay. And Jonathan's lad picked up the arrow and came to his master. So he had found the arrow. But Jonathan says, hey, wasn't it further away than that? Wasn't it out there? David was there lurking about, and he heard that. But verse 39, the lad was not aware of anything. Only Jonathan and David knew about the matter. So the boy didn't know what was going on. He was just being a pawn in the midst of this whole thing. So, verse 40, then Jonathan gave his weapons to his lad and said to him, go, bring them to the city. So he sends the boy back home with the bow and arrow. 41, when the lad was gone, David rose from the south side and fell on his face to the ground and bowed three times. And they kissed each other and wept together. But David wept the more. So you see the intensity of the love they had for one another, the intensity of their relationship, the heartbrokenness of their relationship, because by Jonathan saying this, it verified what David already knew. And now Jonathan knows that Saul is not going to be satisfied until David is gone. David comes and bows down three times before Jonathan. He's acknowledging what Jonathan had done for him. Okay, he's walking in humility. He's showing thanks, showing honor. And then they kissed each other and they wept together. Okay? So they were crying. This was not as so often as trying to be painted nowadays, a kiss of passion. This was not a time of sexual activity that was going on right here. No. They kissed each other. They wept together. But David cried more than Jonathan did. David knew that he was king. He'd already been anointed as king. He knew his time would come. He knew that Jonathan had made covenant with him and had verified that covenant and had set aside his own kingship in deference to David. David knew all this. So the last verse of 1 Samuel 20, Jonathan said to David, "Go in safety, inasmuch as we have sworn to each other in the name of the Lord, saying, the Lord will be between me and you, and between my descendants, or my seed, and your descendants forever." Then he rose and departed, while Jonathan went into the city. And so Jonathan sends him off. He says, yeah, you need to go. You need to depart from here. My father is definitely after you. And he speaks safety over him. Go in safety. But then he reminds him again that they had sworn to each other in the name of the Lord, a covenant. But not just between the two of them, but between each one of their seeds, that there would be a covenant relationship for how long? Well, and between my descendants and your descendants forever. Yeah, it says forever. Okay? So, he's reminding David of this. Again, we'll see how David does something with this later on in the story. But you can see that things are intensifying. You can see that no longer would David and Jonathan be able to hang out like they had been. And it broke both of their hearts. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.